So we should know that the real source of happiness is inner peace. Who thinks that? Who thinks that in our world? Who thinks that in our family? Do we even think that? The real source of happiness is inner peace. If our mind is peaceful, we will be happy all the time, regardless of our external conditions. So if they're good, we'll be happy. If they're poor, bad external conditions, we'll still be happy, because happiness doesn't come from our conditions. Happiness comes from inner peace. But if our mind is disturbed or troubled in any way, we will never be happy, no matter how good our external conditions may be. Again, we can see this. We can experience this ourselves. We can understand this through our own experience. For example, even if we are in the most beautiful surroundings and have everything we need, the moment we get angry, any happiness we may have disappears. This is because anger has destroyed our inner peace. So anger is an enemy of inner peace. More on that in a moment. We can see from this, if we want true lasting happiness, we need to develop and maintain a special experience of inner peace. There's only one way to do this. We can't buy inner peace. You know, many things, it used to be a hobby of mine, looking at advertisements that advertise peace of mind, and there are many, many, many things. Say, if you buy me, I'll give you peace of mind. One example would be a home security alarm. Offers peace of mind. I would say when your home security alarm goes off, the last thing you have is peace of mind. So anyway, maybe it'll become a hobby of yours, looking at what offers peace of mind. You can't buy, nothing we can buy gives us peace of mind. Peace of mind needs to be developed, grown inside our own heart. So the only way to develop and maintain a special experience of inner peace is to train our mind in spiritual practice. Inner development, to train our mind in spiritual practice. Reducing and eliminating negative, disturbed states of mind and replacing them with positive, peaceful states. This is what spiritual practice is. You know, we can get so complicated just by those words, spiritual practice. It simply means this, reducing and eliminating negative, disturbed states of mind, which are causing our pain and others' pain, and replacing them with positive, peaceful states. Eventually, through continuing to improve our inner peace, we will experience supreme, permanent peace of mind. It's just training. We'll experience supreme, permanent peace of mind, which is called nirvana in Sanskrit. Supreme, permanent peace of mind. And be able to share the instructions from our own experience with others. This is working for world peace. Happiness and suffering are states of mind. Their main causes cannot be found outside the mind. If we want to be truly happy and free from suffering, pain, and problems, we must learn to control our mind. There's no other alternative. We must learn to control our own mind. So we need to think. I have some inner peace. At the moment, it's quite weak, very temporary, very short-lived. But meeting correct instructions, I can learn how to improve my inner peace until I can develop and maintain a special experience of inner peace. So the method to improve our mental peace is quite simple. So as I mentioned, we need to train our mind. And there's so many things I could say onto this topic, but I'll let you read for yourself the instructions in how to transform your life and in modern Buddhism. You'll see how many, many wonderful, wonderful trainings there are. But they can be summarized by three. We need to train in moral discipline, we need to train in meditation or concentration, and we need to train in wisdom. If we train in these three, if we engage in this spiritual training, spiritual practice, we can develop and maintain a special experience of inner peace, which will become permanent inner peace, which will become supreme inner peace. With supreme inner peace, we are able to help others attain inner peace also.